You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. ESPN Cleveland's Tony Grossi reporting the Browns are out of the running for Hard Knocks. NFL now reporting that the Texans seem to be the favorite. So for those of you who are sad Brian Hoyer's gone, you'll get to watch him on Hard Knocks with the Texans.
JJ's going to be funny to watch.
Oh, JJ's going
to
be unbelievable.
You'll get to watch Brian Hoyer get beat out by Ryan Mallett is what you'll get to watch.
Spitting hot fire, hot take, corduroy.
I'm disappointed by that, though. I wanted Hard Knocks.
I don't think it's the best thing for this team.
I was hoping it would be the Bills.
The Bills would have been good because then we would have gotten a little bit of a cameo when we did the joint practice with them.
And a little exposure for our boy Victor.
Uncle Victor.
The notorious VIC. I'm sure he would have gotten a shout out there.
Heck yeah, man.
Kid, were you a staple on the show when it was Vic and Nathan?
I started to be just a segment.
Okay.
I don't think Uncle Victor was quite as welcoming as you have been as far as the whole show appearance.
No, I think it's more the youthful exuberance that the Zagura Wilhelm tandem brought
I just got force fed the kid and I just kept chewing.
Like, give me more. Thank you, sir. May I have another force fed?
It might have been different if it had Michigan won at the rate that Ohio State's run. Wilhelm may not have been so welcoming.
Would have been absolutely right.
I don't know. I think it would have been he would have been excited for when he finally got to have you out here.
I would have
I
would have created a contract that only allows you so many Michigan Ohio State mentions.
it would have limited.
And now you created the contract that I have to mention.
Correct.
We've got over 30 players and alumni locked in for the Browns Fan Fest on Saturday, June the 6th. Joe Hayden, Dante Winter, Kevin Mack, Cam Irving, not to mention you'll hear from Coach Pett, General Manager Ray Farmer. Locker room sale on site. The kid's going to get some jerseys. To see the full list of appearances, get your tickets today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or the official Browns mobile app.
But will he wear a shirt underneath? I don't know.
He's going to wear a shirt underneath. It's the debut of a new segment, the brainchild of Jason Gibbs, called Higher or Lower. My guess is the kid's going to skew more on the higher side of this contest. But we'll find out when we play it right now.
All right, guys. NFL.com, as you mentioned, has released their 30 of their top 100 from 71 to 100. I'll give you a player in their ranking. You tell me if they should be higher or lower.
Number one.
Randall Cobb comes in at number 100 on today's list.
Higher.
Well,
I mean, like his number should be.
He should be ranked higher.
He should be ranked higher. Ranked better, yes.
This is confusing because you're saying he should be 80, which is lower than 100.
Yeah, he should be ranked
higher
on the
in
top
the rankings.
100.
Okay, so we're going to call it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I concur.
There we
Randall
go.
Cobb should be higher in the rankings.
So when we're saying higher, we mean lower.
Yeah, it's just like
clear.
It's like in golf, you know, like you're higher up on the board, but your score is lower.
Because you're a lower handicap, you're a higher level golfer.
Yes. Rub it in again.
This new segment's going swimmingly so far.
Randall Cobb absolutely should be higher. This is
higher
one of the better wide receivers in the National Football League. And for him to come in at 100 after a kicker like Adam Vinatieri is an absolute travesty. 91 grabs, 1,287 yards, 12 touchdowns last year. This guy is a game breaker, a difference maker in the perfect offense for him with the perfect quarterback. Yes, but Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson, maybe the best wide receiver duo in the NFL. I'm going to take Randall Cobb higher.
Number two.
Joe Flacco comes in at number 97. Should he be ranked higher or should he be lower?
I'm going to say higher just because of the value of the quarterback position in the NFL, but I think it's just about right. I maybe would have him a touch higher, but only because he's a quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. If I said he might be 90-ish to me, like right around the 90 number. So, yeah, higher for Joe Flacco.
This is a tough one for me. He's obviously the lowest ranked of the quarterbacks that made it into the top 100, which feels about right. A very solid quarterback, Joe Flacco. He's had some very good years, but is he one of the 100 best players in the NFL? Would he be drafted as such? Sure, because he's a quarterback. He'd be taken in the top 100. But Is he one of the 100 best players in the league? I'm not so sure. I'm going to say Joe Flacco, not ranked. I'm going unranked, so lower.
Number three.
Jason Witten, tight end for one Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. And ranked at 93rd.
Lower.
Should he be higher or lower?
Lower. I think he's a product of the system. You know, they all talk about, oh, he's this leader, he's this, he's that. He's got Dez Bryant out wide. He's got the best offensive line in football, maybe second best if you include the Browns. He's got a great quarterback. They usually have a good second receiver. I think lower. I think he's a compiler.
I'm going to go lower as well. And like Nathan said about Joe Flacco, I'm going to go unranked, you know, because I do think he's a product of the system. And his partnership with Tony Romo is what's keeping him stuffing those stats.
64 catches, 703 yards, 5 touchdowns last year for Jason Witten.
But he's a possession tight end.
Compare that to Randall's numbers.
I'm saying these are solid numbers. I'm not going out and I'm saying that they are great numbers. I'm saying these are solid numbers. Are they phenomenal numbers? No. Is he a very good blocking tight end? Better than he gets credit for, and they did have one of the best. Remember, his numbers were down last year because they ran the ball so effectively. 100 best players in the NFL. I'm going to say not last year. He is slowing down a little bit, so I'm going to say lower for Jason Witten.
Number four
today, DeMarcus Ware comes in at number 87 on the list. Higher or lower?
I'm going to say lower again, as much as it pains me to do it. I think that, you know, came into a perfect situation with Von Miller on the other side, who clearly is getting more attention than him. And I wasn't that impressed with him last year. I mean, I don't know what his numbers were.
10.5 sacks?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not 83rd player in the league rankings by my standards. I mean, considering any offensive line has got to be scheming to slow down Von Miller, not him. I'm not so impressed with him anymore. I think he's getting a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm going to go lower as well. And maybe he stays inside the top 100. He might be the 100th player. And I think DeMarcus Ware, a lot of his career, even playing in Dallas, kind of flies under the radar. He has those sneaky sacks because he gets them in bunches. He'll have 3 in one game but go sackless for 3 or 4 games. And like you said, which is a scenario we hope to create here in Cleveland with a dual threat on each side, I thought his numbers would be a little bit higher coming off his success in Dallas, but he's been injury-plagued at some points at the end of his career in Dallas as well. So I'll go lower.
Go lower there with DeMarcus Ware. I'm going to go lower as well. I don't think he was a massive difference maker for that team. I do think that he is a very fine player. But as you pointed out, not a huge difference maker that season. Again, he had 10.5 sacks. Good, but not a dominant season. So I think he probably makes it in the top 100, and some of that's off of reputation, but I think it should be a little bit lower. Randall Cobb right now seems to be the one who is most egregiously ranked in the opposite direction.
Number five.
Well, we'll see if we can't change that here in the next couple. Number five is Terrell Suggs. Comes in at 84th. He dropped from 26 to 84.
See, I don't have his numbers in front of me, but to me, he's a
12 sacks.
He's a game-changing player. You have to scheme for him. He dominates games. He dominates big games. The bigger the moment, the better he plays. I think he should be way higher myself. I'd say top 50.
I don't know about top 50, but I think he should be higher for everything that you listed, kid. And I think also, too, what he does and his presence on that Baltimore defense does for everybody around him. The intimidator, you know, he's still producing the numbers this late into his career.
He's a leader.
The swag, he's a leader. I think he should be much higher than 84.
I think that this is egregious, significantly higher. Top 10 in the league in sacks. Pro Football Focus is number 4 outside linebacker last year. One of the best in the league in pass rushing productivity. Not only did he have the sacks, he had 32 quarterback hurries, 11 quarterback hits. He was a phenomenal player. And as you talk about the intangibles, everything he brings to a defense, he's a guy that you have to game plan for significantly. So he should be much, much higher than he is. The fact that he's within 3 spots of DeMarcus Ware is a joke.
Number 6.
Working on it. Oh, now it's not playing.
Matt Ryan.
What is going on?
Quarterback, Atlanta Falcons. Go ahead, kid. Ranked 77th overall.
Hold on. Number 6. Hey. Number six.
Are they doing work in the studio again?
No, they're not.
Is the boss still in town?
That was operator. Yes, he is. He's right outside the door, actually. Number six, quarterback Matt Ryan, ranked 77th. Higher or lower?
Again, just because the quarterback position, maybe a touch higher. I think that's about right. Maybe a spot or two or three higher, but I think that's about right for Matt Ryan.
I do too, because I think as we were ranking him, he was the 10th, 11th, 12th best quarterback in the National Football League. Joe Flacco was just a step beyond him, which he is in these rankings. And I agree with you. I think he's about right. So he's good where he's at 77th. Higher, not lower.
I'm good with where he is,
too. It's higher or lower. It's not higher, lower, or
lateral.
Right where he's at.
You know what? Okay, we'll go higher. He could be 76th.
I hate you.
I'm going to go slightly lower. I'm going to slide him back to where Flacco is. I think he's in the top 100. But again, this is a team has not made the playoffs in 2 years. He's a quarterback that's that good. I thought that his stats are better than he is. I mean, I was at the game when there's no way that they should have lost that game to the Browns. Now, the Browns were dominating for much of that game, but he wasn't playing very well and wasn't able to close
the
game out.
Threw that pick to Joe Hayden. Bad ball.
Bad ball.
Great play by Joe.
Phenomenal play. Climb the ladder. I'm going to say so for him, lower, but he is in the top 100.
Number seven.
I like this game, Gibbs.
Thanks. We're getting there. It's baby steps. Tampa Bay wide receiver Mike Evans comes in at 75th on the NFL Network's top 100 players. Higher or lower?
I say higher. I think that part of this is on potential, but, I mean, he had a tremendous rookie season. I look for him to be one of the top five receivers in the league this year. I'm going to have to say higher.
I'm going to go lower. I think he's a guy who made a splash as a rookie. I think he would be, and when I say a little bit lower, I'd say probably right at around 90. So he enters the top 100, and I think he makes that big jump, kid, that you might be talking about in his second year if he can back it up again now with Jameis Winston.
I'm a big fan of Mike Evans. I'm going to say probably when you look at the overall number, he shouldn't be ranked ahead of Randall Cobb.
No, that's a joke.
Yeah, right?
So that in and of itself is wrong. To me, if you swapped those two, I'd even probably put Cobb higher than 75, but if you swap those and put Evans at 100,
yeah,
I'd be saying, okay, good acknowledgement,
me
phenomenal
too.
Rookie
yep.
season, played very, very well, good in the red zone, like what he brought to the table. He can score the ball. We saw him score twice against our own Cleveland Browns. But when you look at the fact that Randall Cobb was number one in terms of wide receiver rating when quarterbacks throw to him in the league, number two in yards per route run, we're talking about an efficient superstar.
But we're talking about not Randall Cobb here. We're talking about Mike Evans.
I know, but that's why I'm saying Mike Evans is ahead of Randall Cobb. The whole point I was making was swapping where those two are at and maybe even Cobb a little bit higher. The fact that he's ranked ahead of him, I don't agree with. So he should be lower, but in the top 100, acknowledging a fantastic rookie season that he did have.
Number eight.
Final one today, guys. Cam Newton comes in at 73rd on the NFL.com's list. Higher or lower?
Well, since I don't want to get spanked by the teacher, I can't say the same. So I'll say
72nd?
A little lower. I think he should be right with Matt Ryan. So I'll say he should be a little bit lower than that.
I, too, don't want to get spanked by the producer. So I like where he's at because you got to think.
Sounds wrong.
I mean, for those of you out there, we ranked him, what, 10th overall, 8th overall? You got to figure about every, that's every 10, there's 10 running back, wide receivers, DBs, linebackers, defensive linemen that are going to make up the content of this top 100. And about 8 or 9 of them in increments are going to be in between these quarterbacks. They're not going to be all stacked together. And we had Cam Newton 7th or 8th on our list, and so this is very appropriate. So, and to play this game of higher or lower, I would say he's a little bit higher at 72nd.
I think he's a top 70 player in the league, so I will say slightly higher for Cam Newton coming in at 73rd. Solid season. Again, takes this team, wins the NFC South for the second straight year. Didn't have a lot of help. Made Kelvin Benjamin very effective in his rookie season. Greg Olsen over 1,000 yards. The two of them both
Pro Bowlers.
1,008, both Pro Bowlers. So I thought Cam Newton played well. And I'll tell you again, that was my first year on the sidelines. You've played in the NFL, so you know there are certain people that just stand out to you. And you go,
yep.
you you can't help but notice what they're bringing to the table. And Cam Newton was one of those people for me. And so, yes, I think a little bit higher. I like this. Gibbs, this game could go into the regular season, by the way.
I've got lists, and we will be playing this game.
Let's
a lot.
Sell it.
Somebody's saying, how would Mike Evans do with Aaron Rodgers? He would be very good with Aaron Rodgers, but Randall Cobb, in terms of being a skilled receiver, I think Randall Cobb in any of those type of offenses where you can line him up in the slot as a mismatch against anybody. Mike Evans is very good, and I said he should be
Mike
in the top
Evans
100.
And Jameis Winston going to be sharing some crab legs.
I think Randall Cobb is a better player.
Question is, are they going to pay for those crab legs?
No, you're not in the NFL point, now. The NFL. Come on.
Who cares?
Free Willy.
Free Willy. That's right. Well done. Well done. All right, we'll be back with more. 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're rushing, we're way too fast.